What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Woody, I got to tell you, man, big congratulations. You know, we talk, God, it seems like everything ends up being somewhat negative around here, and I know, welcome to talk radio, but what a nice story, Tyler Hero. What a nice story. 24.1 points per game, and it meant a lot to him. Like, he's like, man, I really want to be an all-star. And it was great. It was great to see him get selected as a reserve for the East, and another new format coming out for the NBA All-Star game. I believe it. I see Tyler Hero's going to be in a three-point contest as well. I think he's third in threes this year in the NBA. So, great story for him. With everything going on, we got the trade deadline next week. Can't wait. Thursday afternoon. I don't want to get into a bunch of stuff. I know we beat the hell out of that. And we got this football game coming up. Kansas City and Philadelphia. I think it's going to be a great game. I do. I think it's going to be a really close game. I'm done with that. They're going to get all the calls. Why are we even watching and all that? Just save that for somebody else, please. I did want to get into something else here, though, this morning. I don't have much of a life, so I've been watching NFL Network a lot. I like watching. There's a lot of South Florida players from there, so the one-on-one drills. There's some guys from University of Miami, 4 of them. And I just like to hear what everybody's saying about them, especially the NFL Network guys and everything's going on. So on top of that, so Daniel Jeremiah is their lead draft guy. And like everybody, they call this a reach quarterback class. What do you know? Reach? Like, you're probably, like, he's not that good, but you're so desperate for a quarterback, you're going to reach on this one and hope you can develop him. We see that, right? We always see that, and that's – and so they haven't had a lot of nice things to say about any of them, honestly. Ward, Sanders – Milrow, you know, is a great athlete for Alabama, throws it everywhere. Will Howard, Dart, McCord, Gabriel, those are names you're going to hear a lot about. And Daniel Jeremiah has Cam Ward going 10th, Sanders going 11th, and Dart going 41st from Ole Miss. And it's hard for me to imagine what we've seen in the past. And last year's quarterback class was, I mean, it's off to a great start. I don't know how it's going to end, but Jaden Daniels has just went, I mean, literally jumped into a top 10 quarterback like with what he did this year. Now, you got to do it again, but off of his performances in the regular season, winning two playoff games. Friggin' Jaden Daniels is right up there. He is right there. He got invited to the VIP quarterback club party that they're going to have. They said, Jaden, join us. Bo Nix been great. I think Drake May, I think the Patriots believe they got their quarterback. They're to that point. Caleb Williams, they're going to do everything. He's the first overall pick, and I don't know what everybody thinks of Caleb. And Michael Penix got to play at the end of the year and showed some signs. So that quarterback class is pretty damn good. Pretty off to a great start, and we'll see. It's still early, but boy, they have ripped this class coming out has just been blasted. None of those guys, none of close. One of the worst quarterback classes we've had. I have trouble believing one or two of these guys isn't going to end up at some point in the right system, going to be a good player. I don't know about great. I think Cam Ward's got phenomenal. We saw him up close, and they were showing some of his highlights, but they're not even completely sold on Cam Ward. Sanders, some people like, but and the other part of this, nobody's going to show their hand at a Senior Bowl. Like, for any of these guys at work for ESPN or NFL Network, do you think you're going to be able to go up to a GM and he's going to go, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth about this. We love or we really dislike this guy. I think they all want to get out bad information and mess with people, and they start playing games with each other as everybody's trying to figure out, especially teams that have the same needs, on what everybody's going to do in front of them. And so I think that's part of this game that's played every year. But, boy, did they get – they just got clobbered. And then Daniel Jeremiah – has the first quarterback going to 10. I don't think that happens. I think somebody, if you want to call it a reach, somebody is going to jump up before the 10th pick and take a quarterback.
These guys are always wrong, though, man.
Like, yeah, they are.
It's kind of that. That's the nature of that business, right?
But they know what everybody needs. Now they got to try to fit the piece of the puzzle in there, and that's the hard part because everybody feels differently about different players.
Yeah, and I think last year's a great example, right? I mean, you have Caleb Williams that ends up going first. And the guy that goes after him is clearly the better player.
Yes.
I don't care what, you know, it's not even close.
You don't care what Caleb looks like. Jaden Daniels is always going to be a better
player. I mean, I don't. Do you see a world where that shifts?
No.
Jaden Daniels is a special player, but teams passed on him, man.
Who?
One team, I guess.
Okay,
but a lot of teams.
No, Joe, calm down.
But how many people had that guy as a consensus number one, okay?
I think so.
Everyone thought that guy was the best quarterback out of the class.
I don't think it was everybody. I disagree. I think a lot of people had the Jaden Daniels thing right. I don't think that was
Omar would tell you that he did.
No, there were people that thought Jaden Daniels was going to be better than Caleb
Williams.
Because
the year before it, CJ and Bryce.
Same deal.
I know Bryce Young looked a little better towards the end of the year, but like you can't compare those two guys.
No. And you still
can't. So
guys
doing this for a living can't figure it out.
Yeah, but that's one pick. That's 1-2.
It's the biggest pick in the history of your franchise. You imagine if you're the Bears right now?
Well, they put a lot around him. They did. The embarrassing part about the Caleb Williams, and some of this got to go to code. They went out and got veteran receivers. They loaded up. I mean, I thought they had this thing really set up. If Caleb Williams is going to have success early, it was going to be because they put a nice team around him and look at him. It just...
Texas said, Jaden is this year's Stroud. We'll see how good he is next year.
Yeah.
I agree. CJ had a little sophomore slump.
Boy, did he. Didn't look close to the guy.
Still got lost, his team a
lost his
farther
receivers,
than we did.
Though.
But.
Lost his receivers. Well, you can't go. That's, you know what? That's really easy to do.
Sorry.
And I do that too, but come on. I always love when somebody goes, well, CJ won a playoff game. You haven't done it. Yeah, we
did.
Done it in 25 years. Great. You throw in the 25 years.
You ran into, you know, same team everyone runs into.
That's true.
So, like, you know.
By the way, the one thing that everybody has in common, because they're getting on Josh Allen and Buffalo, do they need to make a change? Are you kidding me? Shut up. Why would Buffalo need to make a change with the coach or the quarterback? Like, this happens to everybody. Then we'll fire everybody at every other the 31 other teams because Kansas City – has made everybody look bad. The 49ers Baltimore, Buffalo. You can go through the list of teams. Philadelphia a couple years ago. By the way, you know what's crazy? Do you remember how good Jalen Hurts was in the Super Bowl? He was unbelievable. He had one bad fumble. One bad fumble. They picked it up, didn't they, for a defensive score, I believe. Didn't they? I think they picked up the fumble and ran it back for a touchdown. Outside of that, he was unbelievable. He played some.
People still aren't sold on that guy. He's got a chance, though, now. Well, he plays well in this game. They win.
He ain't going anywhere.
No, I know. I know.
He's not going anywhere, and they're not looking for a quarterback next year. I'm just going to do that one again.
I mean, obviously. You're in a Super Bowl.
So,
come on.
And they got a nice team, man. They've got a nice team on both sides of the football, probably the most balanced, talented team in the National Football League. And
but look what they've done.
Pretty healthy.
Look what they've done offensively, though, right? You got a monster receiver in A.J. Brown to go along with the speed guy, right, in Devontae. And then you got a bruising running back. It's you know, a physical,
but you
kind
left
of
out,
a good mix on you, that offense.
You left
kind of,
out.
What, offensive
you,
line?
Yeah, you yeah. might want to mention that. That might want to go ahead of every. It's not sexy to do that.
No, but I like how they've built their offense, though. Like, around that guy, I like the pieces they've put together.
Let me ask you, does anybody have better starting tackles? And is it even close than what Philadelphia has on both sides? And I mean two monster-ass big
guys.
No,
and you're not, look, you're not playing at this point in the year if you don't have an offensive line.
They drafted really well inside, too. And by the way, those guys are, like, friggin' hurt and in street clothes. Go in and dress up and play. You talk about badasses, that Philly line, and guys, you don't have to ask them. If they're doubtful, that's like you're playing in Philadelphia. We got to go to break here. Got to get all caught up here. Got a lot of stuff going on. Boy, I'm glad Mike Florio's coming on today because we got a lot of stuff to talk to him about. And Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, going to join us in the next hour as well. Doing a lot of win. We just kind of take it for granted now. They go to a Stanley Cup final and lose to Vegas. They come back and win the Stanley Cup. And here they are again, getting themselves set for a nice run back in first place in the Atlantic right now. And pretty healthy and developing some young guys to help them out. And so Paul Maurice knows what this thing needs to look like. And so we'll talk to him as they get ready for a game on Saturday and Sunday. I call it Kids Day tomorrow because everybody wanted tickets that I know because it's a 1 o'clock game and you could take the little ones don't have to worry about getting out of their out of whatever you have set up. What time you put the kids to bed at night, Woody? What time do the little guys go
what
to bed?
What time do we try or what time
yeah,
do they
try.
Go to bed?
Try.
Around 8.
Yeah.
Doesn't usually work out.
Yeah. No. I'll tell you what, man. My little whippersnapper is pretty good, though, about going to bed. Pretty darn good about getting to bed when you want them to. Hey, man, we've got so much stuff to get to. But I want to take a second to tell you about Chapman Partnership. I've been involved with Chapman Partnership for a while. I would always start by saying, if you could, I want you to go to Chapman Partnership. If you're looking to get involved with a charity, either give your time. Obviously, we can always use your money because Chapman Partnership continues to grow for the homeless. Because sometimes you say homeless, it turns people off because you think you're just giving food. They go grab a bite to eat, then they're out begging for money on every corner, and that's not what Chapman Partnership's about. No, it's so much more than just a meal and a bed. They're changing lives daily in our community by going beyond shelter and providing caring support and wraparound services, mental health services, physicals, dental, really helping families get back together. About half the people that stay in our two facilities in Chapman Partnership, it's families. The goal is real simple. We don't talk enough about it. 2 to 3 to 4 months of rehabilitation, helping you find a job, a place to live, getting your family back together, and really giving you a second chance to get back out there, man. It's really, really cool to see people the way they come in and the way they leave. So they've been doing this for a while because right now we are celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. 30 years of hope for over 3 decades. Chapman has assisted in over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. So for 2025, we want to celebrate and support their mission and work in our communities, really making a difference. And homelessness is a serious problem, but if you can, join us today for $30 for 30 years. If you could give $30 today to Chapman Partnership, I'm going to tell you how you can do it. And it makes a big difference. It really does, because more and more people, we're trying to bring in as many people as possible, get them in the program. And then again, just so many great successful stories are coming out of there. It really is one of my favorite charities. I know for people that are involved down there, we love it. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. $30, chapmanpartnership.org. You can make a difference, and we thank you so, so much.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sorry, when I we're doing a country giveaway, this is all I know, so. It's good, right?
John Denver?
Yeah. No?
We lost John Denver, like, years ago.
Okay, I didn't know that. Anyway.
Oh, he says Country Road. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Messed you up.
This is, people asking for this code word here this morning. Victor, this is for you as well. We're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen with special guests Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, and Gavin Adcock at Hard Rock Stadium.
And more to
in
come.
July.
More to come.
More Adcock to come. To enter, text the word July, J-U-L-Y. That's when the concert is, to 20357. You got to send it to 20357. That's July to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. And I will tell you, we were speaking to the country station that said this is a hot ticket.
Yeah, we knew that. That guy's like the number one. That guy's
big. He's the one that threw the chair off the.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, he's entertaining. Yeah, he gets in trouble from time to time, but
as long as you don't hit anyone, it's okay to do stuff like that. Antonio Brown did that.
I gotta tell you though, you throw something, you better after you do it, and you go, oh crap, I hope I don't hit somebody, or they will absolutely, if they're alive, will own you. Anyway, hey Woody, we've got
seems like one you're not getting back up from though.
That's
you're
true.
Walking the streets and a chair comes from the balcony.
That could be serious stuff, yeah. I don't know how many floors, but you're right. That's
a tough way to go out.
That'd be a bad way to go out. Hey, man, big congratulations to some guys that got off to great starts at the Senior Bowl. Talking to a couple guys there last night that were up there, a couple of our South Florida guys, and, of course, Kyle Krabs has been up there. Said, man, he just loves the guard class, which is good news for the Dolphins to get at least one. In the first few rounds that can play, come in and play. And then a couple of tight ends here from South Florida. Mason Taylor, man, really, really played well. No surprise. And Elijah Arroyo. So Jalen Rivers and Elijah Arroyo, I've been high on all year. But, you know, again, I'm guilty of watching them like you, Woody, every snap and seeing all the things that offense has done. And so many players. Look at the quarterback, the running back. I mean, they got a lot of really good players. And by the way, probably got some first-round picks on this offensive line right now that's coming back. If we're to – that right side of that offensive line might be two first-round picks in the near future. But Elijah Arroyo, to me, and Jalen Rivers – you know, sometimes I do this, and I try not to be fanboy, but you watch them, and you hear people talk about them and how good they are, and you're like, man, this Elijah Arroyo, I remember watching him come out of high school. I said, my God, if this guy, as he just develops, he's going to be a big-time player. He's one of the best tight ends coming out of high school I'd seen. Then he had the injury bug, but now he gets healthy last year. I don't know how fast he's going to run, but the only speed I need, if you need to see his speed, he caught a lot of deep passes. He got great hands. But watch the play where he runs down. Do you remember what game that was, Woody, that he literally ran a guy down, and they ended up not scoring on the drive, so he saved some points. Just a great effort. Kind of that the speedster comes into the picture on TV and tackles a guy running down the sidelines about ready to score. Just a great, great effort. If you know who would remember. Hey, Woody, you know who would remember that. Guy's trying to get tickets right now. He'd know. He'd know who that is. Anyway, so congratulations, those guys. Good start. I know it's early in the whole process, and they still got the game tomorrow at 2:30, and I know they've got pro days, and I know they have combine coming up, But it's gonna be a lot of good news. I think this is gonna end up being a really good class of Canes getting drafted, especially on the offensive side of the football, where they had the number one offense in college football this year.
You think the Dolphins could look at a guy like Elijah Arroyo?
Should.
I mean, I was watching his one-on-one stuff, man. Like, he's good.
He is good.
You're on to something, I think.
He is good, but I want to say this. The guy,
I don't know where he's going to go in the draft.
No, right? but the Jonnu Smith pickup was.
Yeah.
I know everything when you're 8-9 and you don't get to where you want, everything's Nate. Jonnu Smith was, what a great pickup. Remember we were going through that, who's going to be your third receiver? And he was. Forget tight end, forget wide receiver. He was. He was that guy. Who's going to move the he will. You know, some other guys not work out. He took care of it. I thought what Jonnu Smith did, it took away some of the huge mistake made when they went out and signed Odell Beckham Jr. That thing was a mess and dysfunctional mess. It was. It was a mess from where are you to what are you doing today. He just kind of did what he – it just looked like he just kind of did what he wanted – and then he wasn't very good. And if you're going, yes, he was, well, then he could have been picked up. I didn't see anybody picking that phone up if he really wanted to play or the guy really wanted to play. It didn't happen. But, yeah, Arroyo is really good. And I'm curious to see. There's a bunch. They got three or four or five really good tight ends. I'm curious to see Mason Taylor just absolutely, what a story, 21 years old. And what he, it all kind of came together is watching him a couple times in person and on TV, because St. Thomas on TV, Mason Taylor had a hell of a senior year at St. Thomas and just took it right to LSU and started and played a lot as a freshman. And here he is three and out. And,
isn't it funny that like the really good teams, the NFL, their tight end play is really solid as well.
Yes.
Like they're big parts of their offense.
I agree. Totally
right?
Agree.
I mean, the Eagles got, you know, Goddard, who ended up being really good.
Goddard's a big part of the stuff. You know what? I wonder how much he'll get talked about this week, because we talked about
probably
the running
much.
Back and two wide receivers,
yeah.
But Goddard.
He's really good.
He is really, really good.
And then obviously the Chiefs, you know, with Kelce and
one of the best
other
ever.
Guy, Gray, is pretty good too.
Yep.
They use those guys a ton.
But you can go to all the teams.
All the teams that were, yeah, I mean,
Baltimore,
Ravens and Mark Andrews, yep.
Well, it's not just him.
And Likely, yeah.
Likely's ridiculous. And you look at...
That's a very common theme with all these really good teams. How about Detroit?
Got a
that
really
guy they got over there. Sam Laporta's really good.
Real good. No, listen, it's the whole pass-receiving tight end thing. And if you can get one that can block, like that guy in San Francisco that does everything.
George Kittle's good.
Might be the best. Might be the best at everything, George Kittle. And then we get John Smith.
The guy in, Oakland, Vegas is next level, too.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's
the numbers that guy put up, Brock Bowers, jeez.
We saw him up close.
So I hear, yeah.
Guy in Arizona. And there's a lot of guys that play well, so it is coming back. The trend is coming back. That there's a little more importance of finding a pass receiving, 250-pound guy. And again, the Dolphins, I don't know if they thought he was going to be that good or not, because he didn't catch very many footballs early in the year. But boy, he caught fire damn near. What he end up almost 90 catches on the season, and finally got into the Pro Bowl. So good stuff for him too.
You need that. You need big bodies, right? I mean, you can't survive with just those smaller
guys. I agree.
Apparently can't beat the two deep, whatever, they keep throwing at them. You need guys you could throw the ball up to.
Being able to throw down the middle of the field like Buffalo does and did this year, that's a big thing.
They have good tight end play in Buffalo,
to the
two
deep. Yes, they do.
Not so much on that last play, but.
No. Two of the tight ends we're talking about now did not have good endings. Did not have good endings, to your point.
That is true, yeah.
Hey, so anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here. We're going to jump into some hockey with the head coach coming up for the Florida Panthers here in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Florio will join us, and we'll get into everything else. And, of course, two of the biggest stories. Does it seem all the big stories, the national stories, making their way back here a lot? Does it seem like that? Tyreek Hill tried to take it for a little bit, then Jimmy Butler's kind of owned it. And now we got the Terry Rozier story.
I hate this Terry Rozier story. I really hope, it's right behind you again.
So
I really do hope this goes away and this is not.
So federal investigators issue. Are looking into it.
That isn't good, probably.
Once you do that privately till you have something before you ruin him, because, everybody's looking at it going,
well, yeah,
he's guilty.
No, yeah.
You know how this
I works. Don't know how those things work, but it's probably not ideal.
No. By the way, this is not a, hey, you took something illegally, we're going to have to suspend you for 4 games. This is,
well, Jontay Porter, they said, is probably going to end up going to jail for 3.5 to 4 years. We could face up to 20.
Yeah.
For all the stuff that he did.
Why?
He got in too deep. They said he had gambling debts with bad people.
That's why they run that little thing. You think that thing at the bottom works where they say, if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLING.
I don't think it's 1-800-GAMBLING.
I know. I'm just joking. I don't know what it is. But they always have
call
that.
Call 1-800-GAMBLING. It's another casino. I don't know. Are you asking me if I think these companies have a responsibility? I mean, it's kind of tough, right? I do think that, we've seen some of these crazy stories where the guys lose, a zillion dollars. It's like, why aren't you checking more into these people? But, yeah, some people have it bad, man. What was it? The guy that was working with the Jaguars, right?
Listen, now
that they're taking all that money. Otani's translator, all these guys.
Everybody in professional sports. The NFL, starting with their owners, officially jumped in bed with that world.
That's the problematic part of the whole thing, right? It's the,
and we're gonna police
hypocrisy
it.
Of the thing, right?
And if you break rules and then there's more stuff coming out, we don't want to see you in the off season, prefer you not to be in the sports gambling places in Vegas.
I'm guessing players hate the fact that a lot of people are at games now knowing that they have a point total. And that they're responsible for people's individual money in there.
But they can't worry about that.
I know they can't worry about it, but it can't be a good
feeling.
You can't
worry about the 7 bets that are on you personally. Like, you're going to catch the first touchdown, the last touchdown. You're going to have 7.
That's
you can't go, wow, I owe it to all these people that gamble. and believe in me to help them out and make some money today.
You do owe it to all those people.
I want to tell you about reverse mortgages and Michael Katsia Choice Mortgage. Yeah, this weekend you're looking around for that home you really like, and you got to quickly get a mortgage, and you want to get the best rates and everything else. Michael Katsia Choice Mortgage. That sounds like a job for Michael Katsia Choice Mortgage. Guy has no life. That guy's going to work and be working Saturday and Sunday and Friday night. You call or text him, and I'll give you the number in just a second. And you got a guy that's been in business for 35 years here in South Florida. First-time home buyers are going to get you the best rates. Again, you need to get approved quickly and get going on a place you really like, and you know others do too. He's got the ability to get you approved and get that money to you half the time of the bank, self-employed and been declined by the banks. He can help you out. Just go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, find out what they're saying about Michael Katsia at Choice Mortgage. And I want to say this, one of the hottest mortgages we have in my age group, 62 and older, you qualify. Boy, I'll tell you what, more popular than ever. You've got your home paid off or just about paid off, and you're sitting there with lots and lots of money. Millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars of equity. Let Michael Katsia help you out, especially if you need that money. He can do it. One of his many specialties that he does. Call him or text him. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms are subject to change daily without notice. And I want to let you know, I've known Michael Katsia for a long time. He truly has no life. And he is working right now.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us here on a Friday? A good Friday.
Well, so I do want to tell you, speaking of good, we have some good texts coming in about this, the gambling deal here, so we can maybe get to those. I'll try to wrap these headlines up quickly here for you, Joe, but did you see who ESPN added as a full-time NBA analyst yesterday?
No.
That would be Udonis Haslem getting the full-time role here. Now, the interesting part of this is that he is apparently going to keep his job at the Heat.
That's a hard
so
one, man.
I don't know how that works. It's kind of like a Brady deal, right?
So, I got to tell you, I'm sure he went to Pat Riley and asked him about this, but you got to be careful, man, when you're on the Pat Riley payroll. You have rules and regulations. I like UD a lot, though. And listen, UD can do whatever he wants, man. He stands for the right things. He stands for doing things the right way. Man, I saw him from a chunky guy at Florida to the guy that ended up being and having a really, really good career.
He could be. I'm trying to think of players that we've had down here that are universally liked. Right? Like, and no one will ever have a bad word to say about that guy. He's in a class like, and not the same level player, but like as Dwayne or Dan. Right? Isn't he held in that high of a regard?
Yes.
And I know he's not, obviously, again, like he's not nearly the caliber of player, but man,
he stayed, he grew up down here. To me, that's also part of his story. He played on some of the greatest high school basketball teams of all time at Miami High School.
But he was a big part of that whole Heat culture thing.
Yes,
right?
He was. Oh no, he was
maybe
right.
Not on the court as much as the other guys, but
when they came up with that, he goes, I'm one of those guys. Look at how many guys they've rehabilitated physically to their game, to everything. And that guy, he not only bought in, he bought everything.
And look, now that he's gone, it's falling apart.
I told you, I can't believe UD be aboard with all this stuff going on.
I can't imagine he would.
I'm guessing he had to bite his tongue a lot over the last few years with Jimmy Butler, with stuff going on, especially when you started that, I'm not staying with you. Can you imagine UD getting off the bus going into, by the way, staying at friggin' five-star hotels. Anyway,
those hotels are nice, very comfortable. All right, Joe, we have a little clarity here on the Jake and Logan Paul thing. Remember they put out that picture the other
day? Only you care.
Looked like they were going to fight each other.
Yeah.
They have now revealed a show called Paul American, kind of like all American. But
are they going to knock each other out in the first episode?
No, it will be on Max streaming. It'll begin on March the 27th, and will give fans a new look at what their lives are really like.
People must care, or they wouldn't do it. People must care.
I'll probably watch to see.
I tell you, man, you talk about two guys who I got to give them some credit. They went from absolutely nothing to me, still nothing, but have made a lot of money. So,
somewhere out there, Victor is very, very excited about this program.
Oh.
Yeah, he loves Jake.
Well,
Paul.
Victor's been a little down. The Josh Allen thing in Buffalo Bills he took it hard.
I know.
Somebody saw him and said, boy, Vic is really, really bummed out. He got to be happy, though, Senior Bowl, some of his guys playing well.
Yeah, but I told him he was at that game. I told him before the game, I'm wishing for the best for you guys, man. Like to see you guys get it done. And
all right,
they got Mahomes.
Enough of Vic. What else you got?
Sorry. We got a new meal here at McDonald's. Joe, Angel Reese has her first become the first female athlete to ever get her own signature meal at McDonald's. The meal, Joe, is a medium high C orange lava burst drink, fries, and a quarter pounder with bold and smoky barbecue sauce, crispy bacon, and cheese. Again, this is a meal that an athlete has put their name on. The meal has 1,230 calories, 82 grams of sugar, 50 grams of fat, 160 grams of carbs, 115 milligrams of cholesterol, and a whopping 1,790 milligrams of sodium.
Woody, I've told you this about McDonald's and all fast food restaurants that feel like they have to add all this new stuff and come up with new stuff, and you got to constantly stay up with things because somebody says they have to do it. Just give me two Big Macs and the French fries. That's it. Just give me two Big Macs and a French fry. I don't know, once every couple of weeks, and I'm good.
Let me follow up by asking,
I don't need anything else.
Do you believe that athletes should be promoting stuff like that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I'm just asking.
Oh, my God. Now we're going to get on because it might not be a salad?
Well, I mean, it's far from a salad.
Grab a salad?
I mean, I just read you the numbers. That's like 2 days' worth of intake.
Woody.
I'm just saying, do athletes have some sort of responsibility?
If your kids are heavy, don't blame an athlete. If you're not happy. And by the way, the other thing
I'm going to go over there, I'm going to buy that meal myself, and I'm like, well, I thought I was supposed to have, an athlete.
I'm just going to tell you, I got a Big Mac on the way home, right off 136th Street there.
Yeah.
And every so often, I go, you know what? I know what's at home, and I'm going over, and I'm having two Big Macs, one French fry, and it's probably gone almost before I get home. I love Big Mac.
Oh, you eat in the car while you drive. Nice.
Oh, I get that little sauce down the side of my... Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I love their sauce. I don't care what that sauce is. Oh, I make it home. Oh, good. Right. I'm glad you make it home. I like their sauce.
And our final one here today, Joe. Someone has found the Ohtani autographed 50-50 club card. It is the one of one here. Ohtani inscribed
it. How's that happen?
50-50 club.
Oh, man.
Well, what they do is they do this thing. It's called Topps Now. And everyone that buys, the cards are like $8, gets a base card. There's an unlimited amount, however many people order. There's one of one, obviously. So everyone who orders this thing is essentially going to get either a worthless card or you're going to get a lottery ticket. The estimate on this card is $600,000.
Oh, my God.
And you get the card with Ohtani, watching his home run at Marlins Park, Lone Depot Park.
Wow.
How about that, man? We were the site of history.
Remember everybody was upset because the guy threw batting practice. The other guy was an everyday player and just threw it up. He could care less. And Ohtani hit a 450 mile. He thought it was a batting practice.
It kind of was.
It doesn't matter. He had 10 RBI in the frigging game.
It was funny, though. You got to admit. Like, they like, hey.
And I got to tell you something
else.
Bring
the first baseman over to pitch.
He is clearly the best player in baseball. There is no debate or hate. He is it.
And he's going to be pitching again, hopefully.
They're talking about him being the ace of the staff again. God. Of course, they're only going to have to pick once every 10 days because they got like 20 starters on that team. You saw the complaints, by the way. The Dodgers are going out and keep buying and buying and buying, and they go, this is bad for baseball. Which, by the way, this argument used to be at the Yankees. Then spend more money. Everybody else spend more money. If you don't like it, spend more money. They're talking about the Marlins. You know, Marlins, this is the lowest their payroll's been. Like, and they've always had a low payroll. It's at a different level right now. And they're talking about, look at the difference between the Dodgers and the Phillies. And by the way, the Phillies are spending stupid money, too. Yeah. Anyway,
go ahead. I'm a big fan of the Marlin product, as you know.
Well, we're going to be getting into that. Yeah, we got FanFest
all good.
FanFest coming up next Saturday.
They keep putting on events like that. They could roll out whatever they want on the field. A couple of quick ones here, Joe. This guy said, great line. If your kids are heavy, don't blame an athlete. That was a good line.
Well, we want to blame these guys for everything. It's like they got enough problems. Like, be good, and I'm just not going around when something happens and somebody wants to blame an athlete because he acts up or he does something stupid.
Someone brought up the Lyft girl from the earlier in the week.
Oh, man.
As far as we're talking about this story. She was too big to get into the Lyft.
Can you imagine being that guy? We were talking about this at home. Can you imagine a guy going, ma'am, please don't take this the wrong way, but you're not going to fit in my back seat or my front seat.
So apparently the guy was not joking. Like, it can actually throw your alignment off.
I don't know.
I was 489 pounds on one side of the car. That can throw your alignment off.
And she goes, okay, lawsuit. Lawsuit coming. Are you sure you're not going to let me try to stuff my body in this back seat?
I got to show you this video. I showed you the picture of her.
Yeah.
She's a rapper. She did a music video, and she's in the trunk of an SUV doing the music video. She's like, they have her sitting in the trunk. I mean, they couldn't close the door.
I mean, Woody, enough. You do this. You got anything else?
Yeah.
You're trying to get people
954 says, I doubt 30% of the people down here even know who UD is, whereas 100% know Danny and Dwayne.
I would think most people.
Come on.
Down here, most people know.
Who care about sports?
That know. The Heat and the Dolphins would know UD. Yeah, 30%. Good try, though, on the text. Good try. 30%. His name's Udonis Haslam.
That's why I said, like, he's not those guys. I mean, I know that he's not, but as far as, like, popular athletes down here.
And if you think about it, it's really kind of from his leadership and doing everything the right way and the way fans want to see their players play. He's the poster child. What else you got?
Can you imagine pulling off 595 offer? If you look over at the new Tahoe and Joe is stuffing a Big Mac in his face.
Make that two. You know what I call him, don't you? The Big Mac with my big mouth, four biter. That's it, man. I love those things.
You really take
I'm making myself
down,
hungry
huh?
right now. I love Big Macs. And I'm not, it's not a shot at anybody else, and I'm not sitting here. I love a Big Mac. I saw my good friends are owners of Big Macs down in Dade County. And I go, man, Big Macs can stop by there. I go, Big Mac and a fry. And by the way, I'm not going to tell you, I used to get the chocolate milkshake too, but not anymore.
Someone said, we're going to get in trouble for reading this one probably. You know who else is playing in that concert with Gavin Adcock? Someone said Alejandro Hancock.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing. Okay, because we got to go. We're running late here. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up, and we're getting very childish again. Very childish. Very guy talkish. I'll tell you what. We got a lot of stuff, and we've been talking about a lot of different things. I do want to tell you about air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing this morning. I'll tell you what. I just say the numbers because people talk about, hey, I see him. What's the deal with them? You know, I don't know about this air conditioning business. Man, I get it. I know what the reputation it has, but I know the reputation air around the clock. It's about great service. Air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing. 7 days a week, you can get a hold of their people, both plumbers and those trained certified technicians to come out and take care of your problem. If you need a new air conditioning unit, we have a warehouse full of all different size air conditioning units and water heaters. We are the water heater kings of South Florida, man. Nobody got more water heaters in their warehouse, if for other companies have any at all. Boy, they're loaded. So here's the goal. Same day installation. That's part of the great service. That's the goal every day. We have financing plans. We got 135 trucks on the road. You talk about, we have a busy day. We can still usually get to just about everybody. Man, you call early. It's about taking care of all your air conditioning, plumbing problems. You need a new air conditioning unit. You need a new water heater. We are ready to roll. 35 years of business. Family owned and operated. We lost Big Daddy, but I got to tell you, man, Eric is, he's turned into Big Daddy Lenny, man. He's that guy. And I'll tell you what, that's the ultimate compliment. Mike, Chippy, all the rest of them over there ready to take care of any kind of air conditioning and plumbing problems you might have. Let's go to plumbing today. That little lady answering the phone, call her. Tell her you need some help. 855-PLUMBER for around the clock air conditioning and plumbing.